Welcome back to Focus. We're here at the Detroit Golf Club. The second round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is well underway now. Almost half the field has taken the tee, and the competition is fun. We're watching the cut line, see who's in, who's out, who's going home, who gets to stay here in the beautiful city of Detroit for a couple more days. The Rocket Mortgage Classic is connected to the community. It's the reason this event is here in so many different ways. First Tee of Detroit is one of those organizations that connects youth with really great things beyond sport. It's centered around golf, but it teaches young men and women how they can be part of society, how they can work together with each other. And we have two of the great leaders, Carl Bentley, who is the interim CEO, and Tanya Hill, chair of the board. It's great to have both of you here.
Thank you.
And talk about this great organization. I'd like to start with the immediate connectivity, Carl, with the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We just had a youth clinic. The kids get to go out and carried some of the standards for the Area 1-3. What was some of the reaction that you saw from both the participants and maybe some of the family and some of the pros?
Well, first off, thank you for having us here. And yes, we're delighted to have this be our sixth year participating, and we're looking forward to doing much more. But the youth clinic itself really brings our families out and give a chance to interact with the golfers. It also, from the standard bearer standpoint, we have four of our kids out there today carrying, the signs and whatnot. You indicated earlier, it just gives not only the kids but the families an uplift, okay, into understanding, how important, life skills are built through the game of golf. And that's what we teach. We start at 7 and we take them all the way.
That's fantastic.
And Tanya, I want to turn to you. And before we talk about golf, I want to tell you how big of a fan I am of you personally and what you do as far as an entrepreneurial effort.
Thank you.
The approach that you take with the different products that you've designed is inspirational, but it also gives the young kids that are part of First Tee to see someone that's done it, to be a role model, and that's to be commended.
Thank you so much. I am just thrilled and honored to even have the position to be the board president for First Tee. My focus and goal is to obviously teach kids, all the life skills that, First Tee brings. But like you said, I'm an entrepreneur, so I want to teach them the business of golf. There's a lot of opportunity in the golf world that a lot of kids, quite frankly, especially in Metro Detroit, a lot of the kids that we serve don't have that exposure. And so we want to make sure that we expose them to every level of golf and quite frankly, teach them to be philanthropists. I'm looking to, maybe have the next Tiger Woods to come through our program, young man or female, and then give back to this organization. It's a great organization, and we are so grateful to be here. Again, like Carl said, the sixth year at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's just a blast.
And Carl, before Bob jumps in, because he's chomping at the bit over there, I can tell. You've been around in business here in the Detroit area for 40 years, 22 at Strategic Staffing Solutions.
Yes.
Yes, the next Tiger Woods, but it might also be the next person that's running a country club. It might be the next pro Bob is here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's getting the understanding there's a lot of different professions, and you're right in the wheelhouse of offering that.
And so, we're so blessed to have, for our spring classes, we had 71 coaches, okay? Right. And we're very thankful for that to start with. But those people come from the business community, okay? And when we talk about teaching, life skills, and we talk about, entrepreneurship, okay, we got all walks of life that's coming there. So when these 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds see that, okay, they're not only looking at putting or, hitting a golf ball, but these coaches are sharing with them how they got to be in front of them, okay, to teach them what they're teaching. So it's all about the life skills.
I feel like, honestly, you're almost telling my story a little bit. I actually started a little bit later in life, mm-hmm. and I had severe ADD, which I have ADD still, but, like, I had severe. And
join the club.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the smart, you know, we're the idea people.
Yeah.
And golf is the one thing that settled me in. It made me hyper-focused on the sport, and it really helped me develop. And what that did then, being the youngest of seven, parents are always working, is it made me become disciplined in the etiquette of what I'm supposed to do on the golf course, and that really relayed into my life off the golf course.
Right. Yeah.
So I often tell my kids and kids that I still train and I still talk to a little bit, if you can be really good at golf, you don't have to be a pro.
Right.
If you hit the golf ball a long way, if you hit it straight, you're going to get the invitations as an entrepreneur in the CEO world.
Yes.
The general manager is going to say, hey, listen, we're going to play in the scramble. And then all of a sudden the owner of the company knows.
Yeah.
And guess what? Now all of a sudden you're developing a relationship with the owner. And golf is the catalyst. It's the vehicle to get you in front of these people.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thank you.
From a business side,
a
discipline side.
Yeah.
This is my. I've been with Mark for 6 months now. This is my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I have to say one thing. We have one of our students, Noah, and Noah sells lemonade, and it's very good. And so, I'm always encouraging him. I love to see that he's got that entrepreneurial spirit. He's got the support of his mom. And it was so funny. Carl, I ordered some lemonade, and I was here at Rocket Mortgage, but I could see it on my ring that they delivered it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And it was delicious. But to your point about golf, particularly for girls, and I tell women all the time in the business world, go out and play golf.
Yeah.
That is a business tool.
My 13-year-old daughter, I've got her hitting balls at the net all the time.
Yeah.
Because women don't, you know, we need to just be out there and not be in the cart serving the drinks.
Yes.
We need to be out there making the deals.
Don't be the
guys.
Pretty face and all the other things that goes on. Hit that ball down the middle,
that's
240.
Right.
Yeah.
And guess what? Respect is earned real quick.
That's right.
Yeah.
Carl, stepping away from golf, what type of experiences and lessons are participants in the First Tee program getting?
Well, I think they are getting the understanding that, you know, life in general is not just about always, you know, trying to be on top, okay? It's always an evolution, okay? It's evergreening. One of the things I always share with the coaches is that, you know, talk to them about, you know, a mulligan, you know? Life is an opportunity, okay, for you to learn from that mistake, okay, mulligan, all right?
Yep. And series of mulligans.
Right, exactly.
Is, right?
Yeah, and, you know, just keep trying, but don't give up. If you got a dream, okay, stay with it. Stay focused, okay?
Yep.
Trust that what you're going to ultimately end up doing is what you want to do, okay? And you'll get there.
And the other thing, Tanya, I think with a program like this, we got just about a minute left, with a program like this, having youth engage with other people is so important. It learns, get in somebody's eyes, reach your hand out, and explore the world.
Well, I agree. We do all sorts of things with the kids, and we try to expose them to all different people. One of our supporters, obviously, is the Detroit Pistons. And we had Grant Long to come out and, you know, talk with the kids. Once they got past how tall he was,
right.
You know. but he got right out there and practiced with the kids, but he shared his life story with them.
Yep.
And I thought that was so very important. So
that instills confidence and everything else.
Yep.
Can I just throw in one commercial?
You absolutely can.
August 23rd.
Yes.
We're going to be at the fabulous new St. John's Golf Course. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Game changer. Go to firsttgreaterdetroit.org. And buy a foursome for us, okay?
We'll get that message
right.
out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tanya Hill and Carl Bentley from First Tee, thank you so much. When we come back, the question everybody is asking right now, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Kim Adams is going to join us next from WDIV to give us that answer. We'll be right back.